the football coach at Louisville. Scott Satterfield joins us now. Scott, thanks for making time for us, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me.
All right. Look, I got to ask, I remember Charlie when he first got here in a similar rebuild to you, and it didn't take him long after spring football to start talking about certain guys, and he would call them the face of the program. And he was, Bilal Powell is going to be the face of the program. People are like, all right, that's interesting, because Bilal was just kind of a regular old running back until then. You've been here now. You've gone through spring. You've signed some recruits. You got guys that you can say, like, look, these guys are going to be the face of the program this year. Are you still feeling that out?
Well, no, I think we're still filling that out. We have some guys that have come to the forefront, that have started to lead and do the things that obviously we want them to do. You know, we still got a ways to go. I think these guys, it's a process for these guys to work like we want them to work. And I'm going to tell you, the last month and a half has been awesome to be around these guys and to see how much they're putting into it and how much they're working and seeing them come, you know, days off. We're seeing, you know, 40, 50, 60 guys that are showing up on a day they don't have to show up. And that's when I know guys are buying in and really understanding what we're trying to get done and taking control of this football team. So I wouldn't single any one or two, three, four players out, but, I mean, I think there's several guys that are really jumping in as leadership for us and really doing some great things for us.
You know, as you've gone through spring and, you know, implemented, like, this, you know, the system itself and what you want to do, I know there's places you'd like the roster to be different than it is, but is there maybe an area or two that it turns out, hey, you know what, we might be better here than people think?
Well, I think we got some decent players at some decent spots. I mean, I think, you know, obviously I think receivers is a place where we had some guys that could play. You know, I think there's six, seven guys. I think they can go out there and help us win football games at the receiver position. You know, there's a couple of spots where we need to add some depth. Obviously, O-line and tight end are two of those spots. I think running back's another spot where I think we have some great depth and some really good players that have done some great things. Hassan Hall has really, you know, really done some good things for us, I think, this spring. And, you know, then you look on defense, I think we're going to have a defensive line that really will fit to our scheme nicely. You know, we are switching from a four down to a three down, and, you know, so we're asking them to do some different things. But we have some guys there. Caban is one that's been standing out for us up front as defense. You know, I think, you know, so that could be a surprise spot for us, I think. And then, you know, inside linebacker, two couple guys there that are really done some great things this spring as well. You know, and then the other spots, you know, we have to find more depth. I think that's probably the glaringest thing, weakness that I've seen, is just the amount of depth that we don't have that we need. You know, we all know in this game you're going to get some guys dinged up, and the next guy up has to be just as good as the guy that's starting. And, you know, we got to continue to build that depth up.
Talking with Scott Satterfield here on The Drive on 93.9. The Villas, you've mentioned some transfers and that sort of thing recently. The number of transfers, I think some people have been alarmed by that. For you, is this about what you expected? Is it more? Is it less? Like, what were you thinking in terms of attrition just in a normal transition like this?
Well, you know, I really didn't know. I didn't put a number on it. I think you know, I knew that we were going to have some of that. I think anytime you have some transition, you know, you're going to have some guys that maybe don't fit what you want to get done scheme wise, and then maybe culturally that don't want to do the things that you're asking them to do, you know, be a part of the team. And so, you know, there's going to be a little bit of that. There's also going to be some spots where, you know, guys maybe they wanted to try to see if they could, you know, get within the two deep, and, you know, maybe they don't get in too deep, you know, and they said, well, coach, you know, I appreciate it, but I'm going to see if I can go play somewhere. And that's fine too, you know. So I think what we've done is we've been open, we've been honest with the guys, and, you know, kind of where we stand, and, you know, we're supporting those guys. I mean, those guys, you know, obviously we want the guys to be a part of our team and do the things that we're asking them to do, then we want them to be here. But if they don't, and if they feel like they can go and play at another school, then we'll support them and really try to help them, you know, find their way at another school and be there for them. It's really not any animosity between any of the players that any of these things has happened. I mean, I was a part of a program at App State where, you know, we were a very healthy program, winning bowl games, winning championships, and we would average around four and a half players a year to get in the portal to transfer out. So, you know, this is a little bit higher than that, obviously, but I think just because of the transition, you know, you're running some different schemes, you know, the culture is different, you're doing some different things in the weight room, so naturally you're going to have some of that attrition is going to happen.
You know, without giving any individual names, I wouldn't dream of asking you to do that. But is there anybody that's come to you and expressed, hey, look, I'm going to transfer, I'm going to leave, that that was a surprise or that you were kind of were hoping or counting on, or has all of this sort of been kind of what you would have expected from various positions?
Well, I mean, you know, there was a few, obviously, that could come to mind that you think, okay, probably, you know, this guy right here maybe end up moving on. You know, maybe he's a little bit further back in the depth chart. He wants to play, you know, and I can't help a guy for that. I think that he wants to play, man. I'm all for it. Go find somewhere to play. And then, you know, there's a couple more guys that you know, I thought maybe, you know, we're trying to give them a chance to see if they can really buy in, do the things right that we want on a daily basis. I mean, we're asking these guys to, you know, not anything out of the ordinary. You know, eat your meals when you're supposed to, go to class, do your study hall, all those type things. And if you're not living up to that, you know, there's going to be consequences. And, you know, and some of the guys maybe didn't want to live up to some of that stuff. And so, you know, they're moving on. So, I mean, you know, I don't know if there's any surprise. I think I've been in this business long enough to know that nothing surprises me. And I think, you know, you got to just roll with the punches with some of it. But again, we're here to support the players that are on our team, the ones that are doing everything right, that are busting their tails to help us, you know, win football games. And so we want to be able to support those guys, and that's what we're doing.
Do you try to fill some of those spots that are opened up to you now with, like, grad transfers or transfers and things like that? Or is this just, hey, I'm going to play the long term here. We're going to just fill those with recruits down the road?
No, I think we're always looking. You know, this day and age, you know, you could look at basketball, you look at football, the amount of names that are in a portal, I think there's maybe 1,200 names in a portal right now for football. And so you're always looking, you know, but you also got to find out, okay, why are these guys leaving, wherever they're at before, and, you know, what are their grades? There's so many factors. So, yeah, we're always going to be looking. You know, you're going to keep your eyes and ears open for anything and everything that could fit what we want, you know, what our needs may be. So we'll always continue to do that. Meanwhile, we're recruiting, you know, the 2020, 2021 prospects like crazy. We have players literally on campus every day that are coming in with their families and, you know, hoping that one day these guys will be joining our program. So we're recruiting like crazy, I mean, in all aspects. And if one fits for this year, then we'll certainly look at that and try to bring them in. We do have room. There's no question about it. You know, but where we're at right now with the guys that have left, so what it's going to do is enable us to sign a full class next year. So, you know, we'll really be able to sign a full 25. And, you know, so hopefully we can get the balance right as far as we're looking at the roster.
Obviously, you talk about a new coach and a team coming off a year where they struggled. People are going to look at quarterback. Is the quarterback, when you take the field four and a half months or so from now against Notre Dame, is he here already, or are you guys still perhaps looking for somebody?
Well, I mean, I like to think he's here already. Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see. I hope so. You know, we've got three guys that are really battling now on the roster. I think, you know, Puma Pass has had a really good spring. The league's done very well. Both of those guys have really stepped up to the plate, I think, and really tried to lead in a positive way. You know, I think Puma was down and out, you know, at the end of the season last year. Confidence was low, and he's really, you know, gained in confidence and understanding what we're trying to do offensively. He's trying to do things right. I've been really pleased with him, and Malik's just one of the best athletes on our football team. I mean, he's incredible, you know, so what he can do. And, you know, it's going to be fun to see how those guys continue to develop over the summer. And I think, you know, our team will have confidence in those guys to come out there and lead our offense.
You mentioned that Malik is one of the best athletes on the roster. Does that mean if he doesn't win the quarterback battle, you got to figure out a spot to put him on the field?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a player. I mean, you know, I don't want to stand on the sideline. I know that. He's too good of a player. So we'll try to find ways, you know, to get him in the game, wherever that may be. You know, and so we'll see. I mean, you know, if it's a quarterback, if it's a, you know, wherever. I mean, it doesn't matter. He's too good of an athlete to be standing on the sideline. So you're exactly right. We'll try to find ways for him. But he, you know, he also could win the job at quarterback. I mean, he's done some great things with his legs. Obviously, he's throwing the football at a good rate right now. And, you know, so we'll see how it goes throughout the summer. And obviously camp, when we get into August, you know, we have a couple of scrimmages early on. We'll get a good idea and a good feel for where we're at with everything.
Is there a player or players that you can think of where, like, the scheme change is just perfect for what they do and do well? They're like, okay, these guys are going to benefit from what you guys do and how you guys do it.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, if you're a player, you're a player. I think if you're, what, no matter what scheme you're in, I mean, I just think offensively, you know, we want to be a balanced offense. But, I mean, Tutu Atwell is a tremendous slot receiver. I think he'll end up having a great year for us. You know, he's not very big, but they're very fast, very savvy. has a great understanding of spatial awareness, you know, versus defenses. I mean, I'm really excited about what he can do when he gets the ball in his hands. He can obviously take it the distance. And I think Hassan Hall is going to be a player that he's explosive. And so, you know, for our running game and how we run the football, he should end up having a big year as well, you know, in the backfield. And, you know, as you look, you know, there's several other guys. I think GG will have an opportunity on defensive line to make some plays for us up front. He's very explosive, very quick. You know, I think we can put in some spots to be able to cause some havoc there on the defensive line. And, you know, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, I just think that we do have some players that fit very well in our system.
Scott, you talked about, look, you're going to have a chance now to sign a full class. You're coming off a 2-10 year, and no one's seen you coach here before this year. You're out there on the recruiting trail working hard at it. Like, what's the pitch right now, asking people to imagine what it'll be like to come here and play for you here?
Yeah. Well, I think the big pitch for us is to get the recruits and the families around our program. You know, we want to get them here, come visit us, come to our stadium, come watch our players work, get around us, because you're going to get a consistent message, you know, from no matter who you talk to, you know, whether it be a GA, an off-the-field QC, a full-time coach, a secretary within our building, you're going to get the same kind of message. And I think parents, recruits are going to hear that, see that, and they're actually going to talk to players. They're going to feel it. And once you come into the building, it's the kind of people that we have. I mean, to me, it's a people business. And if you have the right people around, people are going to be attracted to that. And so we're also selling the fact of what we've done in the past as a staff. You know, a lot of our guys with me at App State and the success that we had there, how we ran our program, the things that we did, that's what we're showing them. That's what we're selling. And then we're also selling the great tradition that Louisville football has had over the years. It's a tremendous amount of tradition and some great players, great fan support. We're in a wonderful city here, and, you know, there's a lot to sell about this program. You know, we're not talking about the last season. I mean, it's a different regime, different group of people that are here running this thing now, and these guys are going to be a challenge. We've got great reception from recruits, from moms and dads that have come up here and visited. You know, our whole deal is just to get them here. That's the thing that we have to do.
You know, you've got you've gone through spring now, but you've got a whole film, a season of film, maybe 2 or 3 years on some of these guys. Like, how hard is it to kind of watch this and be like, look, they really struggled last year, but then also kind of give guys a clean slate and give them a fresh chance just with you so it'll not hold that sort of thing against them? How difficult is that?
Yeah, you know, we didn't watch any game film, you know, so we didn't watch a whole game. And so we really didn't care about the scheme or any of that kind of thing. So what we did is we broke down each individual player and kind of getting their cut-ups of their plays. And so we watched their individual play to see what their skill set is, to see how well they run, to see how physical they are, you know, how they tackle or how they block or all those different things. And because we wanted to see what they actually could do, you know, when it's game time. And so once you do that, now you find ways to get on the ball, get them in positions to make plays. You know, and again, what they did in the past, you know, we're just going to build off of all the positives they did, whatever that was. And then whatever their deficiencies are, we obviously want to make those better. We want to ask the guys to do things that they can do well. And so when we get in the game next year, you know, so hopefully they'll be able to perform at a high level. And so, you know, now moving forward, we watch spring practice, and now we know what we need to work on, and then we'll continue to develop these players, you know, in August when we head into camp. So, you know, it's not as much as what they did in the past, really. It's about what they're going to do for us in the future.
All right, Scott Satterfield, Louisville football head coach. Thank you for making time for us, Scott. Let's do this again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you having me on. Thanks, guys.